This winter is expected to bring more precipitation to much of the U.S. That could mean a busy season for snowplows. Today we meet a young woman in upstate New York who has developed a passion for clearing roads. North Country Public Radio's Emily Russell reports.
Inside a cavernous garage in New York's rural Adirondack Mountains, Elena Denton is power washing a big yellow plow truck.
Right now it's basically getting a big bath.
Denton's hair is pulled back in a ponytail. She's got grease smudges all down her arms.
Getting all the salt and grime off of it for now until we have to go back out.
Denton is 20 years old. She's the only woman on the plowing crew in Keene, New York. She got hooked on big machinery while studying at a local trade school.
It makes me feel in charge. The power is all yours. And when you're in that plow truck, you can control whatever you want to do.
A storm that came through overnight gives Denton a chance to demonstrate that control. She drives out of the garage and up into the mountains. This truck has a plow on the front and one on the side to plow the shoulder.
Up here is a really snowy, bad, drifty spot. Basically, you just keep pushing it back and back and back.
This snowy, drifty spot is called Cascade Pass. It's a narrow stretch of road with big boulders and steep cliffs on one side and a long frozen lake on the other.
All the snow on that lake blows right over onto this road, and we are constantly back and forth fighting with it all winter long.
About a quarter of all weather-related car accidents in the U.S. occur on snowy or icy roads. States like Michigan, Massachusetts, and New York have been adding updated plows to their fleets and using real-time data to clear roads more efficiently and use road salt more effectively.
Bump it up a little bit, turn your spinner down.
From a touchscreen in the cab, Denton ups the amount of salt being spread by a circular spinner attached to the back of the truck.
And then when you're done, you can go right back over and then turn your salt off.
As Denton navigates the twists and turns of Cascade Pass at 35 miles an hour, I can't help but notice the traffic that's formed behind us.
Does it ever stress you out knowing that there's like a line of cars behind you?
It used to, but then I realized, take your time, they can wait.
After all, she says she's just making sure everybody's safe. For NPR News, I'm Emily Russell in Keene, New York.